The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Two Box Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Struggle a little bit right now, and that's just the way it is. But I thought there were some good things going on out there, too. I thought McKinley Brown went out there, quarterback, and as the game progressed, particularly in the second half, his throws were crisp. He was making good. Just came out of last night.
Well, you know, you get to this point right now, and that's what you're searching for. You're looking for the positive, and you know, I ain't gonna lie to you, Chad. It's tough right now. It's tough for our coaches. It's tough for our kids. It's tough for our community. I mean, it just is, you know. But yeah, we're looking, and it seems like every time that you know, we start to get something going a little bit of momentum, a little bit of excitement, you know, something else happens. But you know, we do think that we saw a little bit of something last night. You know, I liked us early, even with the reverse pass they threw on the first play that we give up. Feel like our energy through the first quarter. You know, we had two or three stops defensively. We moved it a little bit offensively. You know, having a brand new quarterback in there, a sophomore quarterback last night certainly made a difference. And, you know, I was proud of him. I thought he played very well.
I did too.
You know, sure he made a couple of bad choices, but we knew that was going to happen. But for the most part, it really went in there, played very confidently, and we were very proud of that. You know, and he made some big plays for us last night. So, you know, looking at that, we felt real good, and then just kind of second quarter, we lost a little bit of that spark. And, I thought we came back out in the third quarter, and we had it again. Had a real nice opening drive in the second half, put a lot of things together and put it in, but, you know, right now we just can't seem to sustain anything. It seems like every time we turn around that something else is happening or something else is going on. It's a frustrating time, you know, when you're looking and trying to get better this time of the year, because we're right now in the middle of the season and you're going in on Mondays plugging holes every time. You know, Levi Hollis, we just got him back.
Yeah.
And now we've probably lost him for the year. He broke his ankle last night and probably had surgery on it, I think, Monday. And it's things like that that is just really frustrating right now. And it escalates even more because of us struggling. You know, and it's not an excuse. It's just the way it is. You know, I looked up the paper the other day and talked about several teams that their numbers are getting down. You know, with the injuries and things going on with us, you know, we're not far from that. You know, we had to bring two kids up from JV this week. We didn't want to do that. You know, our JV's been doing a whole lot of good things. We wanted to leave it there. We didn't have a choice. We didn't even have a body in one position. So it does. It makes you scratch your head. It makes you wonder. But you do. You've got to go back. You've got to sit and look. You've got to say, okay, what was something that was positive last night? And I think we did have a few. Hopefully we can build off of that just a little bit. And you know, we've got another tough football game coming up next Friday.
Absolutely.
You know, we knew the first five we had was going to be unbelievable, more so than we've ever had before. And, you know, we're about to get to the end of that stream. So, if we can survive it and continue to improve, we still think we've got a lot of football in front of us, and our football team is going to keep working hard, and they're going to get better.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton Morgan and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live this morning with the David Brinson show. Coach, you were talking about so many injuries and dings, and we've been talking about this since day one, this concussion deal. In your mind, I know, it's just about gotten out of hand. It has to have, because it's so frustrating that this seems to be the recurring thing, something that we talk about each and every week. Now, Josh Nolan suffered a concussion week prior on Monday. You also had another, Dakota King had a concussion at some point.
Dakota did not. That was a misprint. I don't know where that came from. His situation was a totally different thing, so it was not. But we did lose Josh from one. We had another young man last night that didn't play in the second half just because he come in at halftime and showed symptoms. And, you know, that's the thing I don't know. We've looked, we've searched. You know, I don't know if it's just us right now, but we are really struggling with that part of it, and it is frustrating. I mean, we've yet to have our entire football team out there,
yeah.
And we're not the only ones when we say that. It's easy. I know people probably think we're sitting here and we're whining and crying and all that kind of stuff, and we're not. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But from a coaching standpoint, it's very difficult. Like we said, when every Monday you're going in and plugging two or three holes because of things like that. You know, I've been at Pisgah for 23 years, and I've never seen anything like this before. Not only the concussion part, but the injuries themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have just never seen anything like it before, and it makes you wonder why.
Yeah.
We've not done anything any different than we've not been doing for those all that time. But it's just, it happens sometimes. And sometimes when it does, it'll snowball on you. And it seems to have snowballed on us. We told our kids last night, one of our coaches said that we need something good to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do need something good to happen to us. Sometimes you make those good things happen. So I think it's a little bit of combination of both. We're not real lucky right now, but we need to make a few more things happen for our football team. Just a combination of that, the youth, the injury, playing really, really good football teams right now. It's taking its toll on us right now. I mean, it's just one Friday right after the other, and there's been no chance to step back and take a deep breath. And you can just watch it. When they took Levi off last night, you can see it in our kids, and that's one of the biggest things I think that we've got to work on, but you can just see the air coming out of them when it's just this one and then this one and then this one and then this one. And hopefully that we're going to get through this and come out on the other side of it. And if we do, we're going to come out. We're going to be a lot stronger for it. We're going to be a better football team for it. But, it just makes for some tough times right now. And then the losses on top of that escalate everything. It makes everything harder, a bigger deal. Those types of things, and it just, we told our kids last night that we've got to stay the course. We can't collapse. It's easy to collapse, it's easy to just let it overwhelm you and take control of it, and if it does, we're done. And we're not going to do that, and we're not going to do that because of who we are. And that's what we said before the game last night. Whatever happens, how we deal with this, we're different as a part of this. And I've always said that. And we're going to be different, even how we deal with this, because of who we are. And our kids will respond to that. I have no question that they'll come in Monday. They were very disappointed last night, but they'll come in Monday with a lot of energy and ready to get better and practice, and we'll get ready for practice.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Understand that. Back this morning with the David Presley Show, Coach, we were just talking a little bit about injuries and those kinds of things, and you kind of alluded to this when we just answered your question there, with how your kids have been responding to the adversity. I've always said that it takes adversity in your life at some point to help you get ready to do the things that you're going to do the rest of your life, if you're going to do those things well, because you're going to have adversity, whether it's 17 years old or 27 years old or 47 years old. Something's going to happen to you in your life. Your kids are getting experience in adversity right now, and you're working through it together as a family to try to correct and get better. So my next question for you is, how have they been responding so far?
Well, they've been good. You know, I mean, our coaches talked about this when we were going to the pregame meal yesterday, that, you know, we had a lot of life, a lot of energy, and that's a good thing. You know, they're still excited about what they're doing, and I ain't gonna lie to you. There's lots of people out there right now that want to tear us down. For what it is and who we are, this is their opportunity to do it. There's going to be lots of people that take pot shots at us. And you know, kids hear that. I mean, yeah. And that's the way it is. And we've talked about that. We continue to talk about that. I mean, you're right. Adversity has kicked us right in the teeth right now, as hard as it can be done. You know, when you get in situations like this, you are, you know, whether it's a cliche or what, you're going to be better for it in the end if you deal with it. You know, whether it's a better football player or whether it's something they take with them that helps them be a better husband or father or whatever the rest of their life, we've talked about that with them. And it's hard for a 16, 17-year-old kid to understand that right now. You know, right now the only thing that they're looking at is wins and losses. And we know this as adults, and that is, even though that is very important to us here, there's still a lot more to it than just that. And that's one of the things that we're trying to get our kids to understand, is if they look at the big picture and understand that part of it, that this part of it's going to take care of itself, and it still is. You know, we've got things that we've got to improve on. We've got things we've got to get better on. We know that. The numbers, the injuries and all that is making it harder for us right now. But we know that that's got to happen. For us to have a chance to win football games, it is. And that's not, you know, we're not pointing a finger at our offense or our defense or our offensive linemen or our running backs or our linebackers or whoever it is. It's just, I told our staff last Sunday, we sat down the first thing and I said, you need to understand this. I said, I know every one of you take this very personally. I said, but the conversation we're getting ready to have, I said, you can't take this as an attack. And I said, right now we're trying to fix this football team. And when you do that, you start talking about, you know, what do we need to do? How can we do it? You know, what groups? And when a coach is coaching that group, sometimes he takes that approach. And that's a good thing because it's that important to them. But it is what it is, and we just got to get better at doing the things right now.
You're talking about taking responsibility, each unit taking responsibility for the things that they're doing to make the bigger picture.
Right, and when you say that, you know, it's not their fault or your fault or anything. and that's what our kids have got to understand. You know, we're looking at a lot of faith in football right now that we've got better. You know, I thought last night there was some things that we got better at, and that was a good thing. And there were some things that we still got to improve on and get better in order for us to be a good football team. So that kind of goes back to, with the struggles that we've got, you've got to be mature enough to understand what we're doing and what we're talking about, not that, oh, they're blaming me or they're blaming us. And there'll be enough of that to go around. Oh, we can't score points, or oh, we can't stop anybody, or anything like that. You know, we locked arms after the game, and I told our kids this a few weeks ago, that this circle is all that matters to them right now. And I think our kids still believe that. I think our coaches still believe that. You know, we're just going to have to continue to work hard and improve on some of those things. And if we continue to improve on what we did last night and pick some of the others, then we've got a chance down the road.
Back with more in a moment. This is David Presley, show on WPTF.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
When you're ready for the best, reach for Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has been the name to know for rugged, durable, and comfortable clothing you can count on. Carhartt clothes come in a full line of coats and jackets, shirts, sweats, and pants, plus jeans, overalls, and accessories, too. For rugged clothes that stand up to the toughest conditions at work and on weekends, reach for Carhartt. For best selection, shop Pioneer Seed Supply, 841 Hazelwood Avenue, Waynesville.
Press the show here on WPTL. Coach, got to get ready for Franklin. Franklin, a very good football team from everything that we've seen, the Brooks boys out there in Franklin. We got to go to a really difficult place to play, and I remember that ever since I was a little boy doing the games with my dad. Playing over at Franklin's a tough place to play, but Cali would be a great place to kind of turn things around. Still got a lot to think about when we're talking about putting yourself in position to be successful for the rest of this year, because there's still a lot of things that are hanging in the balance that we can achieve right now. So got to go take care of this one, though, this weekend.
Well, there is, and that's the thing we've got to keep remembering. I mean, there's still a lot of football left, and a lot of teams got to play each other, and we're still right in the mix of it. You know, you come out of the gate to play probably the two best teams in the conference right off the go, and we knew that. We knew that last year. We knew it the year before last. So, yeah. You know, you've got to load up. Franklin obviously is one of the better teams in the mountains this year. They've proven that. Going there is always a very tough place to play. Yeah, so, you know, once again, if you were to look at this at the beginning, we looked through Franklin. You know, that was where it was like, woo, you know, these first five are going to be something. And you feel like, you know, you've got to that. And it is. It's the place that you can start. And that's what we're looking at. I think if we can just get the one to get us going, you know, we can win some football games. It's going to be a tough place. It's going to be a great challenge for everybody. But, you know, that is. That, as you say, that's as good a place as any, you know, to start this. So, you know, a win Friday night keeps us right there in the mix of the conference championship, because all of those teams still are going to have to play each other. And it's what happened last year. You know, we lost the East right out of the gate, come back and beat Franklin. You know, then Franklin ended up beating East, which helped us a little bit. So, you know, it is. You're right. It's still there. There's still a whole lot of football left. And we have to remember that.
Back with more in a moment. This is
is David Preston, John WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel Playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton. For a clean like you've never seen.
Back live with the David Preston Show this morning. Join us every Football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show every from 6:30 to 7 every Friday evening. And that's sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. Our broadcast will begin at 6:30 on Friday from Franklin, kickoff at 7:30. You can join us back here for the David Preston Show next week at 8 a.m. For Head Coach David Preston, Chad Upton, Frank Bird back in our studio. Until next week, so long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.